Blog Hi, everyone. Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jessica once again. Hope you guys are ready for another Blog Talk, and we'll be talking about something a little bit more relatable this time around. We'll start off the evening by acknowledging one of our sponsors, Javon 9 Dating. You probably know what kind of people you're looking for, but finding the right person usually feels like finding a needle in a haystack. Try dating online with members of the Greek organizations. If you're a member of the Divine Nine already and you're looking to spice up your single life, try divine9dating.com. Go to divine9dating.com. Check out the right person for you. That is divine9dating.com. Stop looking for the one. Well, you can just have some fun. All right, so the last time was here, we talked about the looking glass self theory in a work environment and how that affects your leadership skills, how that affects your work environment. We're going to be staying in the same realm, but a little different. We're going to be looking at identity and romantic relationships, which is one of the principles of identity management. It is how identity affects what relationships you decide to form and maintain and nurture versus those relationships that you decide to terminate for whatever reason. Do you feel the opposite track? Yeah, give us a call. Why or why not? And the number is area code 347-838-8776. Once again, that number is area code 347-838-8776. So studies show that the more confident we are in our identity, the more we're able to form intimate relationships. We tend to seek a partner that is like us. Like our identity, and also who has a solid identity, so who's confident in themselves, because they will provide more identity consistent feedback. So do opposites attract? I have a positive identity, so I want to be treated positively. Personally, I would not consider dating someone or forming a relationship with someone who has a pessimistic outlook on life, who lacks ambition, who doesn't have a care of what they want to do, or a negative view on life. I wouldn't consider forming that relationship with them. I'm going to give you a little open window to my personal dating life a bit to begin this discussion or to begin this conversation. To me, dating is a bit terrifying because there's so many risks that you might end up with a quote-unquote opposite. It is scary to me because of the time you must put into it without knowing if it's worth it or not. My time is very limited. I work full-time. I go to school part-time. I have an internship. I volunteer for personal causes. And I'm just very picky as to who I'm going to invest this time with. At the beginning stage of a relationship, you are still trying to find out if you have things in common. And to add to that, I can't think of just myself anymore. I have to think about this other person because my decisions or my reactions or my actions will impact this other person. And then not only do I have to worry if the person I'm forming a relationship with is my opposite or we have things in common, but I also have to worry about impressing their family and their friends and build that relationship. There's a good deal of trust that goes into being in a relationship as well. But how can I be for certain that I can trust that person that I'm building a relationship with? How can I be for certain that I know the real them and that we do have things in common? Ultimately, I hope that our relationship can have a solid foundation based on friendship, honesty, and trustworthiness. I also hope that they are family-oriented because my family is my number one priority, and that they're able to kind of fit into that and have things in common with my family and friends, and that they can fit in. But my biggest hope of all is that they accept me for who I am and not try to change me, and not try to change me to what they want me or what they want out of me, and that they're willing to support me in every challenge that I decide to tackle. Therefore, I need someone who's like me, and they can't necessarily be an opposite. They need to have same morals, values, and beliefs as me. Maybe not exactly, but similar to. What are your thoughts? Someone who maybe you didn't have the same identity, he didn't share the same ideals and morals and values. Did that impact how your relationship grew and how your relationship happened? Call in. The number is area code 347-838-8776. Again, that is area code 347-838-8776. So the principle identity, principle of identity, can help expel abusive relationships as well, since people tend to seek someone with a similar identity as them. This could lead them into an unhealthy relationship. For example, if someone has a negative identity, that means they have a negative view on life, they will tend to project that onto their partner. And that projection can come through either physical or verbal abuse. One example that I have of a negative personality is kind of uniting, but not to the ends of what I just said about physical and verbal abuse, is this comedy sitcom called New Girl. There's this couple on there. Their names are Nick and Jess. They both have personalities. They have a lot alike in that they're both not very reliable and kind of flaky. For example, Nick can't hold a solid job at a bar because he cannot commit. He has this thought that he can only commit to something he's passionate about. But the tricky thing about that is that he's not passionate about anything. Jess goes from relationship to relationship to relationship, just as she does with his jobs. You know, she's worked multiple jobs. I think she was a waitress. She's been a teacher, a principal, worked nonprofit, and all because she doesn't necessarily feel like she can commit to it, or she loses interest very quickly. Every time they get together, it ends in an explosive way. And I don't mean explosive in a good way. They also don't communicate about the challenges they are feeling about the relationship, which leads to miscommunication. So they're both thinking of engagement, but they think the other person is not thinking about the same thing. Therefore, they are thinking about the same thing, but they're not telling each other. So they always end up somehow in an argument and ultimately breaking up. So in this case, it's an unhealthy relationship, not because they're different, but because they're so alike. They end up in this unhealthy cycle, and unhealthy relationship can never move forward and move past it and find benefits and grow the relationship and nurture the relationship. Well, moving on. Let me talk to you about one of our sponsors. This segment was sponsored by AMEE, which is Assessment Made Easy Every Day. If you are an organization who needs an efficient way to evaluate your programs and student learning outcomes, AMEE is the solution for you. Plan your assessment and collect data all in one environment. Email mssra@yahoo.com. Once again, email mssra@yahoo.com and ask for your demo account today and try it for free. All right, so going back to opposites attract, why do you feel that opposites do not attract? Call in. Again, the number, if anyone is out there, the number is area code 776. Once again, the number is area code 347-838-8776. All right, so studies have shown that people like consistency in their life, and therefore they expect the same type of feedback from their partners. For me, I know I am insecure in a relationship when someone's giving me feedback that's all over the place. Like, oh, you did such a good job today. And 2 hours later, it's like, oh, you're a horrible person. This then leads to, for me, to not getting satisfaction out of a relationship and not being comfortable to be in a relationship with this person. However, this changes through stages of the romantic relationship. In my example, I want to hear feedback that makes me feel good about myself. Versus in a married couple, they tend to share more because they're in a relationship and have that intimate connection, and they are no longer worried about impressing the other, and they're just worried about being honest about themselves and being truthful. So in a married couple, it'd be more constructive feedback. Still consistent, makes you a better person, but it's not negative feedback. It's to make you a better person. Well, I'm going to shift gears a little bit here in terms of opposites attract. I find that in today's modern technology, it is hard to distinguish opposites, especially social media, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, online dating, app dating, anything that's technology related. Why, you ask? Well, to begin with, in social media, how we portray ourselves is filtered, and I'm not just talking about pictures. This is what we know as self-disclosure. Has anyone met someone in person that you had certain expectations based off their social media that they were going to be a certain way, but they turn out to be completely opposite or even look different than their pictures? Call in. I want to hear your horrid stories of online dating. The number is area code 347-838-8776. Again, that number is area code 347-838-8776. My assumption is that someone can make themselves into someone they aren't just to impress a potential partner. Come to think of it, it could be our own fault that we might fall into these falsehoods of people. Because we tend to overshare. We're putting where we work, where we live, what kind of car we drive, what we do for fun, where we go hiking, where we go to the beach, where we go to see movies, what movies we've seen, where we travel to. So a person sees that and like, well, I know what they like. I know what they do for fun. I just have to make my profile be a reflection of what that person wants to see. So someone can easily make their profile seem like they're outgoing, but in reality, they might be introverts, or can even share falsehoods and make up lies. Like, an example is that they can say that they traveled to Europe, they traveled to China, they traveled to Africa, but in reality, they might have never left the country and could have just pulled pictures from the internet, posted them as theirs, but they really never gone out of their house. Therefore, can really say if we know someone is really who they really are based on their online profiles. I mean, I can't completely shut down social media and online dating because I know that in long distance relationships, they're kind of together and keeps us communicating. So, all right. So we're gonna dive in a little bit more into married couples. I know earlier I said that married couples can be honest with each other because of intimacy, the intimacy of their relationship. But unfortunately, that doesn't apply to all married couples. Do you think two opposite people with two opposite personalities and identities can survive a marriage? Call in. Let me know what you think. Our number here is area code 347-838-8776. Once again, the number is area code 347-838-8776. So earlier this week, I was watching, getting my entertainment on and watching some Black-ish. And they addressed the challenges in a marriage and struggles of when opposites get married without realizing that they're opposites. The episode was rightfully titled 53%, referencing the statistic that 53% of marriages end up getting divorced. So throughout this episode, the main couple, Dre and Bo, were arguing about their views on life, about how they were raising their children, about how they socialized. Drew and Bo have different points of view on the world, and they often approach things in a different approach things differently because of those perspectives. But it has never really been a problem for them until now. Sorry. It was a little uncomfortable to watch and to see them struggling with getting along, with them just talking. They decide to go to a marriage counselor, which they appear during the episode. They mentioned that they've done this in the past. Whenever they hit a rough patch, this has worked for them. Unfortunately, the therapy session has its ups and downs. They kind of end up in a gray space, you know, not too positive, not too negative. They decide to go on a date night. The date night, they argue on and off again. Ultimately, the episode ends on a cliffhanger with no real solution. This led me to question if a couple with these kind of differences can survive and not become part of statistics. This made me think of my parents' marriage. They've been married for over 30 years, and to me, their relationship is what I aspire to have. But I learned that it's not all fairy tales and rainbows, but their willingness to be partners is what has pulled them along. They are not perfect, but they communicate and aren't scared of getting to the nitty-gritty to solve a problem. In this real-life example, my parents are very similar. They share the same beliefs, morals, and values. And as I reflect on their relationship, I think that's what has been the key to their success. Colin, let me know what you think their odds are. And once again, what the odds are of Dre and Bo making it and surviving this rough patch they're facing. The number is area code 347-838-8776. Once again, the number is area code 347-838-8776. So in order for there to be a relationship, you need two participant individuals, which can be difficult for those individuals who have different wants and needs in life. Gary Lewandowski's article, Something's Missing, Need Fulfillment and Self-Expansion as Predictors of Susceptibility to Infidelity, defines the self-expansion model as, quote, the notion that people are fundamentally motivated towards the goal of enhancing the self through close relationships. In this particular model, your significant other becomes a part of you, part of yourself, and part of your needs. With this in mind, doesn't matter if you are opposites, if the person you are with enhances your life. In the self-expansion model, your relationship should essentially be making you a better person. So if the relationship is not, then it's probably time to end it. Now, I'm going to play devil's advocate again and say that opposites do not belong together. Someone is opposite to your identity might lead to some uncertainty. And by nature, we are destined to try to get rid of uncertainty in our lives. You know, uncertainty reduction theory says that we don't want to feel uncomfortable, that we don't want these negative vibes, and therefore we get rid of it. So our instincts will be to break up with this person because having someone who doesn't think like me or have the same beliefs, values, morals, ideals as me is causing me to have uncertainty. Therefore, I want to get rid of this person so that I'm in a good place. I don't know. Maybe we are. Maybe we are meant to be with someone. We are very different too. So we have a couple minutes left. Let's see if you guys want to share your thoughts The number is area code 347-838-8776. Once again, the number is area code 347-838-8776. Let me know your thoughts. I want to hear what your personal experience has been to opposites attract. I think, you know, going away from distancing my ways a little bit from hypothetically speaking about my personal life, I know for me, opposites attract definitely end up hurting. I think, you know, a lot of girls have gone through that phase of wanting to be with a bad boy because of the risk involved, the challenge involved. I don't know. I know I went through that phase, and it's only definitely weird. But I grew out of it. Now I'm more mature. I can safely say that I want someone who has the same ideals and morals and beliefs as me, because I feel I can build on that versus someone who's different than me. I think I'm worried about making them what I want them to be. And I shouldn't be. You know, I mentioned earlier that I want someone to love me for who I am, to support me, and to care for me just for who I am. So I think that's the same thing someone should expect from me, that I don't want to change somebody to be what I want them to be, to fit my lifestyle, to fit my identity. I should just be honest and be like, hey, no, this is what it is. This is what I want. This is what I want it to be. And just accept that potential person and partner for who they are and what they can offer. All right. So it's been an interesting evening here. Let's go ahead and review our sponsors one more time. Divine 9 Dating. You probably know that finding the right person feels like finding a needle in a haystack. Try dating online with members of Greek organizations. If you are a member of the Divine 9 already and you are looking to spice up your single life, try Divine9Dating.com. Go to Divine9Dating.com and check out the right person for you. That is Divine9Dating.com. Stop looking for the one when you can just have some fun. All right. Our other sponsor is AMEE, Assessment Made Easy Every Day. If you are an organization who needs an efficient way to evaluate your programs and student learning outcomes, AMEE is a solution for you. Plan your assessment and collect data all in one convenience. In place. Email mssra@yahoo.com. Once again, email M as in Mary, ssra@yahoo.com, and ask for your demo account today and try it for free. It's been great talking about this, and I personally have a lot of food for thought as I continue my dating journey. I think I might have overshared a little bit, so it'll be interesting to see what the comments are afterwards. As for my listeners, I hope that you stay true to yourself. Don't change for anyone, because you are all great just the way you are. And if someone's going to love you, they're going to love you for your good and your bad, through sickness or through health. Through hell. Through sickness or through wealth. So have a good evening. Can't wait to read comments and see what you all think. Thank you, and have a good night.